Prince Al-Walid bin Khalid bin Talal, the sleeping prince of Saudi Arabia, turned 36 on April 18, 2025, as he continues to be in a coma, almost 2 decades after a 2005 car accident that left him with severe brain damage. The accident occurred when Prince Al-Walid, while studying at a military college in London, suffered a brain hemorrhage. Since then, he has remained on life support at King Abdulaziz Medical City in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Despite medical advice suggesting discontinuing life support, his father, Prince Khalid bin Talal, has steadfastly refused, holding on to the hope that his son may recover. If God had wanted him to die in the accident, he would have been in his grave now, Prince Khalid stated, continuing to care for him with unwavering dedication. In the years following the accident, Prince Al-Walid showed occasional signs of movement, such as lifting a finger or moving his head, but these small gestures have not led to a return to full consciousness. His father has remained by his side throughout the years, offering silent support and hope. On his 36th birthday, social media saw a surge of posts and messages of support from people across the world, many offering prayers and sharing photos of the prince alongside his family members. Princess Rima bint Talal, a relative, shared a heartfelt message on X, saying, "My beloved Al-Walid, 21 years and you are always present in our hearts. O Allah, heal your servant Al-Walid." Prince Al-Walid, the great-grandson of Saudi Arabia's founder, King Abdulaziz, remains a symbol of patience and perseverance for his family and many supporters. His condition has drawn attention globally, with many expressing admiration for the continuous hope shown by his family, despite the prolonged period without significant recovery. While doctors have considered recovery unlikely after such an extended period in a coma, there is a glimmer of hope that future medical advancements may bring a change.